nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
For you, ooh, for you, ooh.
classic rock on our show this week, Cosmic Overdrive, episode number 98. And this was, if you know anything about classic rock, this was Heart from Canada, Magic Man, from the first album, Dreamboat Annie, also a single in 1975. And I love the production on this track. It's so laid back. And so there's, especially the beginning part, there's not much happening, but it just sounds so nice and so fat. And then in the end, there's even a synthesizer solo. So, hey, everybody gets something. On this episode of Cosmic Overdrive, we're going to relax a little bit. We've had the last half year or so, it's been mostly hard stuff, dark stuff, extreme stuff, super long stuff, whatever. Today we're playing nice and relaxed tracks, and let's see, we started this episode with T-Rex, Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Mambo Sun from Electric Warrior album 1971, and actually the version that you heard was a slightly different version from a Japanese CD that includes the whole Electric Warrior album, but then in different versions. They sound like rehearsals or outtakes or whatever. And this version is a bit more direct than the original. I like it more. And then we played The Root of Column, Dance 2 from Circuses and Bread album 1985. We're staying firmly rooted in the 60s and mostly 70s. A little bit of 80s tonight, and the next track that we're going to play is from 1973, from the Solid Air album. This is John Martin and Over the Hill.
I'm going away to leave you, I'm going to leave you in disgrace. Nothing in my favor, got the wind in my face, I'm going home. Hey, 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 over the hill. Over the hill. Hey, 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 over the hill. Can't get enough of sweet cocaine, get enough of a Mary Jane. Got nothing in my favor, rain in my face.
drifter on the run. An eloquent profanity, it rolls right off my tongue. And I have dined in palaces, drunk wine with kings and queens. But darling, oh darling, you're the best thing I ever seen. Won't you roll me easy? Oh, slow and easy. Take my independence with no apprehension, no tension. You walk in, talk in, paradise, sweet paradise. Across this country, from Denver to the ocean, and I never met girls that could sing so sweet like the angels who live in Houston, singing, roll me easy, so slow and easy. Play the concertina, be your temptress, and baby, I'm defenseless, singing harmony in unison, sweet harmony. Gotta hoist your flag and I'll beat your drum.
She does to peace. tears.
The late great Alex Chilton, big star, Femme Fatale, from the third album in 1978. It was released in a commercial failure, just like the first two big star albums. But I would say stay away from Velvet Underground covers. There are too many bands doing shitty versions of these tracks. Or you think, just leave it alone. But this version of Big Star just has that that sleazy, druggy sloppiness about it. When at the same time, it's also it does justice to the song, because it's a very beautiful song, and the way they sing it is it's a real tribute. It's not they don't try to sound like the Velvets or you know, do something funny with it. It's a proper cover. I like this. And before that, we played where are we on the playlist? We played Little Feet and Roll 'Em Easy from the Dixie Chicken album, 1973. I see we play a lot of 1973 stuff tonight. Must have been a good music year from Dixie Chicken, probably the best Little Feet album. Great band, great mix of southern rock, blues, boogie, all kinds of stuff. Very funky too. Some amazing musicians playing in that band, and always nice to hear that. And my headphones are slowly falling off my head. Here we go, that's much better. I can hear myself again too this time. Let's play another Velvet Underground track, only this time by the Originals, of course. Something like that can't go amiss in an episode that has slower and more relaxed tracks, because they of course made some very beautiful ones, and one of them is coming up right now from 1967, from the Velvet Underground and Nico album, the one with the banana cover. This is Venus in Furs.
And cure his heart. Downy sins of streetlight fancies chase the costumes she shall wear. Severin awaits you there. The boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark. await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Different colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes and bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
Thank you. to reap it with a sickle of leather. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and gather it all in a bunch of heather. When she'll be a true love of mine.
Said nothing. I walk a field.
the kings of overdub on Cosmic Overdrive, Fleetwood Mac, Walk a Thin Line from the Tusk album, released late 1979. Follow-up of the Rumours album, which was at the time the best-selling album, or one of the best-selling albums of all time. And well, this follow-up album was kind of a strange, self-indulgent record, but there was a bunch of stuff on there where you thought, well, yeah, you know, but there are some real gems on there, and this is one of them, Walk a Thin Line. And before that, let me look, we played Brainbox, of course, Dutch genius Scarborough Fair, which is originally, I think it's a Simon and Garfunkel track, it's a cover, but from their album Brainbox, 1970, with singer Cas Lux and guitar player Jan Akkerman. I think it's just the only album where they play together. And actually, Brainbox still exists, or exists again for the 50,000th time. I saw that they were playing close by not too long ago, and I was tempted to go look. But I actually saw them in the 80s in another form. They kept reforming and splitting up, and then reforming with other members. And I don't know how many original guys are in the band now, but I think Cas Lux is still the singer, and Jan Akkerman, I think, has absolutely nothing to do with it anymore. But nevertheless, this is Dutch history, and cool. Before that, we played Velvet Underground and Venus in Furs. And next up, if we're doing a show about a kind of relaxed, laid-back music, we have to play some country. And I know that there are country lovers out here, and I'm sure you will appreciate this next piece of history. It's a track by Graham Parsons, played live in 1973 for a radio show with a little bit a small audience was there. And the track is a track that was made famous by the Byrds, and the track is called Drugstore Truck Driving Man.
Well, he's got him a house on the hill. He plays country music till you've had your fill. He's a fireman's friend. He's an all-night DJ. But he sure don't think much of the records he plays. He's a drugstore truck driver. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky if he's not in town.
Neil Flange on the Little Steel.
Well, they don't like the young folks I know. Cause he told me one night on his radio show, he's got him a medal he won in the war. It weighs 500 pounds and it sleeps on his floor. He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky
sun in a rock and roll band. And why he don't like me, I can't understand. He's just a drugstore truck driving man. He's a head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer
Thank you very much.
Jerkers on Cosmic Overdrive, Hot Burrito number 1, The Flying Burrito Brothers from the Gilded Place of Sin album, 1969, the first Flying Burrito Brothers album, and they were of course the band formed by Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman, who was, I think, had something that was in the Byrds, or it's all a lot of those West Coast bands are all connected. You have the Byrds, and you have Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and you have the Flying Burrito Brothers, and all kinds of solo projects and side projects and whatnot. They all played on each other's records, and they all kind of made a mix of the more traditional American music, like country, bluegrass, folk, and kind of mixed it with kind of a pop rock idea. And it took me a while to start enjoying it, but actually now I do. And before that, we played the Graham Parsons solo track from 73. It was actually recorded only 6 months before he died. He died very young, and the track was actually written about, I have to remember this this story, that it was written about an existing radio DJ that the Byrds visited one time on a sort of a radio promotion for their album. And this guy made it very clear that he didn't like them very much, and so not really hate, but you know, as a kind of as a funny stab in the back, they wrote this track for him, the Drugstore Truck Driving Man. We're gonna play as our last track, because we are very quickly coming up to 10 o'clock. We're gonna play something completely different from the album. I always forget how this thing is called. Taking Drugs to Make Music to Take Drugs To, I think it's called. If you know anything about this kind of music, of course, you know I'm talking about Spaceman 3. They were rehearsals for, I think, either for a gig or for a session to record these tracks or something. Lots of stuff was released later by Spaceman 3 after the band split up. Just about every concert and everything they ever made was eventually put on vinyl, and this is one of them. The track is called Come Down Easy, and we're going to play this until 10 o'clock. Next week, I won't be here live, because I'll be in Paradiso in Amsterdam at the Wire show that's playing there. I'm very much looking forward to it, but I'll make a show sometime this week, and you can hear a pre-recorded show. So, and the week after that, I will be back live again. And until then, I hope you have a good week. And here is Spaceman 3. All I wanted to do is fly.
get there.